The Israel Report with Rolly Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Boker Tov, Rolly, how are you?
Boker, oh, Keith, I just have to share my philosophy with you with regards to Eyal Golan. It seems that no matter what the situation in life is here in Israel, there is always an Eyal Golan song to go with it.
I'll say. Even if it is actually a Wednesday morning, we can play this Friday afternoon. Rolly, let's get on with the news. Benjamin Netanyahu, he's wowing APAC, or he wowed APAC. Tell us about that.
Well, it was quite an extraordinary speech in true Bibi style, complete, you know, with a PowerPoint presentation and accessories, because, you know, Bibi does like a good accessory when he speaks.
Sure.
When he spoke at the security conference a couple of weeks ago, he took a piece of the shot down Iranian drone. Yesterday, he had quite the PowerPoint. But he really took attendees through a trip of the good, the bad, and the beautiful. And what was very interesting to me is I noticed that the major mainstream media actually covered and filmed his speech at APAC. So it was quite extraordinary. And to note that the audience was not just APAC or Jews around the world who, like me, were streaming in, but the greater population. So he spoke about the incredible inroads of Israeli high tech, how it's changing the world. One of the most interesting stats that he gave was that Israel, relative to its size, is receiving 20% of annual investment in cybersecurity. So he says Israel is really punching 200 times above its size. He spoke about the Iranian deal. He said that no way, no how. And he said, we're not going to let Iran get the bomb. You're not going to let Iran get the bomb. He spoke about the flaws and the dangers of the Iranian nuclear treaty and what would happen should they become more powerful. And then he spoke, he reiterated his gratitude to President Trump for the December 6th declaration about Jerusalem as Israel's capital. And he spoke about his commitment to peace, to negotiations. He called on President Abbas to return to the negotiating table, and then spoke quite passionately about the amount of money that is being funneled from the coffers of the Palestinian Authority to terrorists. And he spoke with gratitude about the Taylor Force Act that has been voted in. And he spoke about the dangers of continuously allowing the economy of terror. And he said that the money could be used to build schools, to build hospitals, to build a Palestinian state. He spoke to rapturous applause. And it was actually quite funny. At one stage, somebody called out, "You're beautiful, Bibi." And everybody's weighing in. Did Sarah Netanyahu hear that? And will she be hunting down the woman who called him beautiful?
Okay, nice. Let's move on.
Yep. I think with all the domestic issues that Bibi is facing here in Israel, this was an opportune moment for him to do what he seems to do best, whether you like him or loathe him, and that is command the stage and speak to his constituents and the media.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't think that it's going to translate into votes for him back home.
Just, well, it's always an interesting issue, because the last election was proof that many voted for him reluctantly because they felt that he had no successor. Mm-hmm. Now it is interesting to see who could possibly succeed him. You know, all bets are on. Some are saying, would it be Gideon Sa'ar from within the Likud party? Will it be Moshe Bugiya Alon, the former defense chief? Will it be Yeshat Tid leader Yair Lapid? Who will be the best, who will be primed to succeed Bibi as prime minister?
Interesting. Ahead of International Women's Day, can we just talk about this DA, it's the Democratic leader, right? Tamika Mallory, and she's been supporting Louis Farrakhan. Tell us, firstly, who's Louis Farrakhan? And let's then talk about why she would be supporting him.
Well, this is a big issue, and it's an issue that's received a lot of coverage around the world. Tamika Mallory is one of the co-presidents and founders of the Women's March. The Women's March, as many of us know, came to fruition or global consciousness last year, and also one of the phenomenon out of the Women's March is Linda Sarsour, who has very, very famously said that you cannot be feminist and Zionist, which I take huge exception to, and we can have a whole discussion about how Zionists, and particularly female Zionists, have contributed to feminism around the world. But the issue here is that Louis Farrakhan, who is the leader of the Nation of Islam in America and is a vehement anti-Semite. In fact, just last week, he gave a speech saying that we are satanic Jews and that our time is up, our world is through, and that we Jews are responsible for filth and degenerate behavior that Hollywood is putting out, turning men into women and women into men. And where Mallory is facing very, very hard criticism is that although the Women's March is says they condemn all forms of white supremacy, anti-Semitism, etc., that anti-Semitism is indefensible, her fellow sisters have not come out and condemned her or for her posing with Louis Farrakhan, calling him one of the greats. In fact, she called him a goat, and a goat, according to social media, is the greatest of all time. And this, of course, is raising a lot of controversy because many are saying that the Women's March is holding conversations with the trans community, with the gay community, with the Jewish community, and somebody like Louis Farrakhan, who is vehemently homophobic and anti-Semitic, should not be lauded the way that she is lauding him.
Very interesting. I actually just looked up the Nation of Islam actually have branches here. They're quite big in South Africa. Very interesting. Rolene, unfortunately, that's where we leave it today, but we look forward to speaking to you tomorrow.
Tomorrow will be Bokeh Mitsuyan with both of us, Katha. For Women's Day, a powerful Lady Israel report. What can I say?
We'll do it. Thank you so much. God bless. Have a good day. We'll catch up with you this afternoon with Howard.